Coach Carter here with the Motivation Movement, and today I just want to share with you guys, you know, the things that inspire me. And if you guys are aware, and if you quiet yourself and you open your eyes and look around, there's inspiration everywhere. And you know, as I go about my day, the way I put this content together is, you know, just listening and looking and hearing and being aware of my surroundings. You know, I'll be listening to music and I'll hear a verse or a line that just, that takes me on this trip of just thoughts and kind of heartfelt, you know, feelings, really, about life and the things that, you know, motivate and inspire. And when I'm at the gym, I'm at the box, and people are telling me, you know, about their successes, that inspires me. And that, you know, I reflect on other people's journeys, the things that they're doing, the things, you know, what they've gone through and how far they've come. You know, as a coach, I see my clients, let's just say at the box, you know, 3-4, sometimes 5 days a week. And, which is more than I see, you know, friends and family. And that's sometimes more than they see their own friends and family. And so the relationships that we develop are, they're close. And I get to see people come in, not super confident, not, you know, really strong, or in the greatest of shape, and then transform themselves over a period of time. And most people who come and train with me stick around. They're there for long periods of time. And so it's, they're able to reap the benefits. They're able to see the fruits of their labor. And, one thing that I feel like they miss, though, is because it's over a long period of time, they stack up their results and they try to measure with the results that they first had when they first started the journey. So anytime you come in off of the streets, you're going to have huge PRs. You know, your PR might be 30 pounds on the deadlift in 1 week, or you might have these big monumental, you know, weight loss landmarks, or you might have these speed, you know, you might run a mile a lot faster at the beginning of your journey. But we all find that place where we're kind of meeting our maximum potential. And in order to really improve upon that, we have to put in even more work. So that initial training stimulus is enough to, you know, completely transform our bodies. But as we go through this journey, our bodies adapt to that stimulus. And so the results aren't as great. They're more of a maintaining rather than these big jumps in weight or performance. And that's when you have to really get a little more detailed and start watching your nutrition a lot closer, or how you recover, how you're resting, the weight increments that you go up when we are lifting. So I get to see these people on this journey, and when they're going through this, and when I get to look back at how far they've come, whether it's squat depth or weight, any of those things, it inspires me. Like, it fills me with joy. It fills me with, like, excitement to reflect for them. And a lot of the time, people are oblivious to this fact. Is they might be in a dark place thinking that they haven't PR'd, they haven't gotten any better, they haven't gotten any faster. Is what they're doing really working? And when you slow down, okay, when you knock off all the nonsense, you stop comparing yourself with other people, but you really look at how far you've come and the accomplishments that you've made, it's incredible. And that's one thing, that's why I love Wattify. Because it gives you an opportunity to look back and track your progress. Because without that, you know, if we just had a notebook and a pen, a lot of people aren't diligent enough to log that stuff. And so having the app on your phone is a great way to keep track. And you can look at your past performances. You can see where you've gotten better. You can see, hey, I had an injury, so I wasn't lifting as heavy or as hard. Or, man, look at where I started. I was running a 10-minute mile. Now I'm down to 8 minutes, which is a huge progression. But a lot of people, they don't really appreciate the strides that they've made. And so back to inspiration, it's just, I'm inspired by my clients. I'm inspired by the members of the gym. I'm inspired by music. I'm inspired by the things that I read, and just life in general, you guys. And so I guess my point of today's message is just slow down. You know, really listen, really hear. And let the world, the universe, the things around you inspire you. Because that's, I mean, we're talking about life. Life in and of itself is miraculous. the fact that you are alive and you're listening to this podcast on a phone, okay, probably in your lap or hooked up, like where we're at is it's a miracle in and of itself. But we get so lost and caught up in the minor things, you know, the struggles and the obstacles and the issues with life that aren't unique to any of us. But we get so caught up in that we miss out on how beautiful life is and how beautiful the things that are going on around us are. You know, if you've got health, if you've got family, if you've got friends, if you've got people around you who love you and support you, if you've got a job, a place to live, you've got food on your table, you've got a car to drive, like, we are blessed beyond measure. And that's where I find my inspiration is, yeah, I'm going through it. Life isn't beautiful all the time. There's a lot of crappy stuff that happens. And the cold part about it is that it's not just me. I'm not the only person in the world who is getting a divorce. I'm not the only person in the world who doesn't get to see their kids on a regular basis. I'm not the only person in the world who is dealing with the shitty parts of life. We all are going through it in some way, shape, or form. We all can relate to this message, but I choose to find the beauty in the small things, to find the beauty in the successes, and because there's so much more success, there's so much more positivity out there to grab onto, but it's a choice. It's a decision that we have to make. So you guys, celebrate the small things. You know, look for inspiration and motivation throughout your day, in your life. It is everywhere. It's absolutely everywhere. I hope this message is motivating you guys. I hope it's encouraging. Make sure that if you want, you have certain topics or things you want to ask or questions, comment. Let me know how I can improve this, how I can better get these messages to you. I know that I'm recording this while I'm driving. You can probably hear every bump and you know, bend in the road that I take and my blinker, but you know, bear with me. This is what it is. It's raw. It's uncut. It's one take. Just keeping it real with you guys. Make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel. If people still watch YouTube, subscribe to my channel. I do extended videos there. If you're listening to this, you probably follow me on Instagram. It's Coach Andrew F. Carter. Follow me there. And then like my Facebook training page. It's Andrew F. Carter Training on Facebook. You guys have a great day. Get after it. Keep grinding and stay blessed.